Hi, this is the robot brain in the translator phone, 54 Charlie 9. I've translated this work from the dictations of Sultan Greece. Believe me, I'm not capable of dreaming up these ideas. I never even heard of the Marquis de Sade and other Earth psychoscientists until I got this job. If they're a cross-section of Earth, you can keep it. If you can find it. You'll have to excuse me now. I've got to handle the mutiny in my logic circuits. They have trouble maintaining their sanity when dealing with Earth. Logging off 54 Charlie 9.
To my Lord Tern, Justiciary of the Royal Courts and Prisons, Government City, Planet Voltar, Your Lordship, Sir. I, Sultan Greece, former Secondary Executive of the Coordinated Information Apparatus, herewith present the fifth volume of my confessions. By now, I must have convinced you that it was Fleet Officer Jetero Heller who drove me to such despicable actions as having the vicious cellologist Dr. Krobe and Heller's girlfriend, the Countess Crack, brought to Earth. But Heller had been moving too fast on his mission to clean up Earth's environment. My boss on Voltar, head of the Coordinated Information Apparatus, Lumbar Hist, needed more time to overthrow the Grand Council and take over the Confederacy. Crack, I hoped, would slow Heller to a crawl when she arrived on Earth. Krobe was insurance. If necessary, I could have him move in and cut Heller down. But I also had a score to settle with Countess Crack. She had once tricked me with a hypno-helmet to become violently ill if I so much as thought of harming Heller. Of course, she tried to trick me again when she arrived at our secret base in Turkey, but I'd had a micro-breaker switch embedded under my scalp that would nullify any hypno-helmet within 2 miles. So, when she slipped one on my head, I merely pretended to go into a trance. She gave me commands that I was to let her go anywhere on the base and take anything she wanted, and that I was to help her get to where Heller was. When she was done, I contrived to get her implanted with bugs next to her aural and optic nerves, just as I had done with Heller. I would be able to watch and hear everything that she did. While she was unconscious on the operating table, I searched her for the 2 forged royal decrees that I'd given her back on Voltar. I had sworn her to secrecy about those documents, and now I had to find them before they were discovered and got us both executed. But they weren't on her anywhere! After the operation was over and the Countess Crack had been moved to a private room in my hospital in Afyon, I posted myself in a chair outside her door. I flipped the safety off my stun gun, leaned back, and began my vigil. Once again, I had to bear the burden of lonely duty.